And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 10th of October, 2009. It's the birthday of Harold Pinter, born 1930 in London, author of The Birthday Party, The Caretaker, Betrayal, and other plays, who once described the subject of his plays as the weasel under the cocktail cabinet. 1881, on this day, Charles Darwin published what he considered to be his most important book, The Formation of Vegetable Mold Through the Action of Worms. At the time, most people thought of earthworms as pests, but Darwin demonstrated that they were beneficial, important for soil fertility and for agriculture. It's the birthday of journalist Daniel Pearl, born Princeton, New Jersey, 1963, the South Asia bureau chief for the Wall Street Journal when he was murdered by Pakistani terrorists in 2002. It's the birthday of Giuseppe Verdi, born on this day in the village of Parma, Italy, in 1813. He was a gifted child. He was hired as the official church organist, and when he was 12, people of his town set up a fund to send him to the music conservatory in Milan, and he went on to become one of the most famous opera composers in history. His first opera, Oberto, premiered when he was just 26 years old, went on to write Rigoletto and Aida, died at the age of 87, celebrated and beloved. Verdi, who said, "I adored and adore this art, and when I am alone and wrestling with my notes, then my heart pounds, tears stream from my eyes, and the emotions and pleasures are beyond description." It's the birthday of John Prine, born in Maywood, Illinois, 1946. He was working at the post office and playing in coffee shops. And one day, the film critic Roger Ebert went to see a movie that he didn't care for. He walked out of the theater, went down the street to get a beer, went into the bar where John Prine was playing, and instead of writing a movie review that week, he wrote a review of John Prine. And suddenly, John Prine started to attract a full house everywhere he went. It's the birthday of the romance writer Nora Roberts, born Silver Spring, Maryland, in 1950. The birthday of R.K. Narayan, born in India in 1906. Author of a popular book, Swami and Friends, published in 1935. It was on this day, 1935, Porgy and Bess had its premiere in New York City. George Gershwin had gone down to South Carolina with his brother Ira and spent weeks there trying to learn the African-American Gullah dialect and culture and trying to translate it into his folk opera, the most famous tune of which begins with the line, "Summertime and the living is easy, fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good-looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry." Here's a poem for today by Dennis Ward Stiles, entitled Mornings on the Farm. My father woke at 5. My own eyes often opened before he touched my shoulder. Mother's hands had learned to fly, to place his plate, eggs cooked flat, on the table just as his footsteps reached the bottom stair. We drank water, ate fast, and said little. Cattle and hogs, with needs keen as our own, waited, eager but wary, even as we fed them. We were killers with a handout. They felt our hurry and the hint of death in it. A poem by Dennis Ward Stiles, Mornings on the Farm, from The Fire in Which We Burn, published by Main Street Rag Publishing Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.